resonating with a misguided, almost childish sense of injustice. Repeatedly, Hitler rails against the Jew, the race which is the real guilty party in this murderous struggle, describing how the Second World War will one day go down in history as the most glorious and heroic manifestation of the struggle for existence of a nation. Centuries will go by, but from the ruins of our towns and monuments, hatred of those ultimately responsible will always grow anew. They are the people whom we have to thank for all this. International Jewry and its helpers. I die with a joyful heart, Hitler declares, in the knowledge of the immeasurable deeds and achievements of our soldiers at the front, of our women at home, the achievements of our peasants and workers, and of the contribution, unique in history, of our youth, which bears my name. He was referring, of course, to the Hitler Youth, at a time when the German nation was gripped by terrible suffering and lay in ruins. On the final day of his rule over the Third Reich, the Führer urged no surrender, not ever and not on any terms. His people should not give up the struggle under any circumstances, but carry it on wherever they may be against the enemies of the Fatherland. I myself prefer death to cowardly resignation or even to capitulation. The surrender of a district or town is out of the question. Above everything else, the commanders must set a shining example of faithful devotion to duty until death. Those words were penned even as Russian troops advanced to within 500 metres of Hitler's Berlin bunker, and his commanders petitioned to be allowed a last chance to break out, for they would soon be out of ammunition and at the enemy's mercy. The mind boggles. The documents are less a conventional will and testament, leaving worldly possessions to named individuals, more a political and ideological last gasp that Hitler intended to bequeath to the world, albeit a twisted and deluded one. And that pretty much accounts for the rest of the documentation held alongside Hitler's final written testament, a plethora of letters, telegrams and memos from various individuals in Allied high command, debating what on earth should be done with such material. On the eve of Hitler's death, three individuals had been sent out from the Berlin bunker, charged with getting the documents into the hands of Hitler's supporters, wherever they might be. They were tasked to spread the word and to keep the Führer's message alive. With war's end, two of those individuals seemed to have realized how hollow their mission was. The third, Heinz Lorenz, a journalist long attached to Hitler's staff, kept the will sewn into the lining of his coat, with a view, perhaps, to preserving its twisted legacy. It was that copy which fell into Allied hands. In the early autumn of 1945, Lorenz, living under a false name, was arrested in the British zone of occupation in Germany, and the documents were recovered. MI5 handwriting experts analysed the signature and found it to be genuine. A debate followed as to whether the documents should be made public or suppressed. The question was confounding. On the one hand, the papers revealed Hitler to be deluded and utterly unrepentant until his final hour. On the other, the Führer's final words might perhaps inspire a long-lived Nazi resistance movement. The British Foreign Office was consulted. A press briefing was prepared, summarising the contents of Hitler's last will and testament. But by December 1945, urgent and top-secret cipher messages were flying back and forth between Washington, London and Supreme Allied Headquarters Europe, stressing the need to take every possible measure to limit possible leakage of the documents. The British Foreign Office issued its decree that the less public notice the documents receive in Germany or outside, the better. The US State Department concurred. But news of Hitler's will and testament did leak out, and from highly placed Allied sources. A witch hunt followed. By January 1946, the Foreign Office had asked for all copies of the documents to be sent to London for internment in their official archives. Directives were circulated to the few already in the know, urging them